Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday broadcast of Reality in Christ Worship Radio, and I'm your host, Thomas Dwayne Smith. And today is going to be a praise and worship service. But first, let me open up with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I give you a glory, honor, and praise for another opportunity to share your presence and your love through worship. Father, I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that those who are hearing the show today, Lord God, that they will be blessed and that they will be encouraged and that they will be uplifted, Lord. Father, I thank you for your grace, your love, and your mercy. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And before I go into worship, I am going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which is, as you all know, that is the love scriptures. So, let me get to it. I'm reading from the King James Version, and so it'll say charity, but I am going to exchange the word charity for the word love. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not love, I am becoming as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love envies not. Love vaunts not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly, seeks not her own, is not easily provoked, thinks no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, but whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. And whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. For when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but shall I know, even as also I am known. Now abides faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love.
Still on, she flushed her face until at last she knelt before his feet. And though she spoke no words, everything she said to her as she poured her love for the master from her box of alabaster. My praise on him like oil from Mary alabaster flood. Don't be angry if I wash your feet with my tears and I dry them with my hair. You weren't there. To the sin that had me bound. Thy spit my face, poured my life without measure into a little treasure box I thought I found. Until the day when Jesus came to me and healed my with the wonder of his touch. So now I'm giving back to him all the praise he's worthy of. I've been forgiven, and that's why I love him so much. And I come to pour my praise on him like all. Don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and dry them with my hair. You are there. The night Jesus found me, you did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his loving arms around me.
The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, behold, a man gluttonous and a wine bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners, but wisdom is justified of her children. Then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works in which were done in you had been done in Tyre and in Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon and a day of judgment then for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shalt be down to hell, for the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you, that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest in unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
Heaven and earth to come.
Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him, for before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Everybody falls sometimes, gotta find the strength to rise from the ashes and make a new beginning. Anyone can feel the ache, you think it's more than you can take, but you're stronger, stronger than you know. Don't you give up now, the sun will soon be shining. You gotta face the clouds to find the silver lining. I've seen trees that move the mountains. Hope that doesn't ever end, even when the sky is falling. I've seen miracles just happen. Silent prayers get answered. Broken hearts become brand new. That's what faith can do. It doesn't matter what you've heard, impossible is not a word, it's just a reason for someone not to try. Everybody's scared to death when they decide to take that step out on the water, it'll be alright. Life's so much more than what your eyes are seeing. You will find your way if you keep believing. I've seen trees that move the mountains. Hope it doesn't ever end, even when the sky is the strength to rise.
Romans 5:8 says, well, let me start from the beginning. Actually, I'm going to start at the 23rd verse of Romans chapter 4. And I'm going to read down. Actually, yeah, 24th. But for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation works patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him.
Oh,
sometimes we have to make some tough choices. And with the condition of our country and the state of things, who are we going to follow? A president or Jesus Christ?
Twelve of you walked on the earth together. The Father was a brother to you all. The teaching that you heard was the living word. The wonders and the miracles you saw. There were times of awesome inspiration. There were times you didn't understand. When he had to go and you felt alone, it must have been so hard to see his plan. I think about the way he carried on in the face of persecution. You stood strong.
So I will follow Christ. I will run the race, fighting the good fight, standing on my face.
Bye.
You know, there was a reason why God created a strong bond between the father and the son through fathers and their children. Me personally, I've never known the strong bond of a father's love until I started learning about Jesus. It's not really something that you can substitute. It's not something that you can fill in for. So, here is Father's Love. And then there's a song right after this that I'm going to play. It's a long song, but it will take you to another place. It's a Kirk Franklin song. That's the only clue I'll give you.
Thank you. We're living in a day and time where being politically correct is popular. Let me turn that around again. We're living in a day and time where everybody is saying the name God, but nobody wants to say the name Jesus. We don't want to offend the Muslims. We don't want to offend the Jews. We don't want to offend the Arabs. And so therefore we crucify him of flesh. But I want you to know that there will come a time when every Muslim, when every Buddhist, when every Jew will have to get down on their knees and have to confess that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So I want every blood-washed believer to not wait until then. And if you've ever gone through something, you know right here that there's something about the name.
Something else.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name.
It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
I know.
And I love that name.
Oh, how I love the name.
Goodness.
Oh, how I love the name.
It's the sweetest name. Yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Just take a minute and explain to him what you're really trying to say. What you really trying to say?
Some people say I'm crazy, but
I can't explain.
I can't explain
the power
that I feel
when you call his name.
When I call your name,
that's fire.
That is just like fire.
Where's it?
Shut up in my soul.
Holy Ghost.
When the Holy Ghost gets to move, man, said he won't leave me alone.
Put it up with us, y'all. Put it up with us. Everybody.
Something about the name.
Something about the name.
It's the sweetest name. Yeah.
It's the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know. Wave at me if you love that name. The sweetest name, yeah.
How sweet is it? I want you to tell Detroit for a minute. How sweet is it? Sweeter than honey.
That is sweeter than honey. Yeah. Oh, from the honeycomb.
Yes, sir.
When the Holy Ghost gets to move, man,
just won't leave me alone.
That he won't leave me alone. Oh, no.
Tell every Muslim, every Jew, at the name of
at
Jesus.
At the name of Jesus.
What's going to happen to me?
Henry C. has got to bow.
So tell them don't wait. You don't have to wait till the fire comes.
What can they do?
You can clap your hands and pray right now.
Ah! Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Something about that name.
Something about that name.
Sweetest
And that was something about that name, Jesus. And that's a long song, but you know what? It gives you the opportunity to really meditate and just take in his love. And now, I want to say this. The definition of failure isn't falling down. That's not failure. The definition of failure is when after you fall, you fail to get back up. That's the definition of failure. And so, still I rise. You know, we have a tendency to feel like when we're going through a tough time, a tough trial, that we are alone. We don't hear an answer from God, that, you know, that we've been abandoned. I know we've all been there. I know I've been there. I can't speak for you, but I've been there. But this next song, when I hear it, it reminds me of the fact that that was not the case. We're winding down the show. Have about 18 minutes. So a couple more songs and I'm going to close in prayer. I love worship, as you guys could probably tell. You're not alone, Meredith Andrews. Heavenly Father, as we come to the close of another broadcast, Father, we're just thankful for the opportunity to worship and praise and share the word and just share dialogue. Father, I like the new format, and I think this is what I'm going. I believe this is the direction that you're leading me. So it's the direction that I'm going to go. Father, I just thank you for the listeners that came today, Michael and Teresa and Patriot Greg and Dixie. Thank you, Lord God, for their faithfulness in coming and listening to Word of Encouragement. Father, I just pray for strength in their bodies and this just a renewal in their minds. And I thank you, Lord God, just for strengthening and encouraging me and showing me the way that I'm supposed to love. Lord, we give you glory, honor, and praise in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank everyone once again for tuning in to Reality in Christ Worship Radio here on Blog Talk Radio and the Visible Conservative Radio Network. So, tune in next week to another broadcast of Reality in Christ Worship Radio, and we're going to go home with Can't Live a Day Without You. This is Avalon. Ooh.
never know the thrill of what could be when every star so far and out of reach. I can live without anything, and I could carry on, but I couldn't face my life tomorrow without your.
Everyone, have a good night, and God bless you.